Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode, another week at the People Stack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I am CEO at the People Stack, and I help tech managers to build their dream careers. I'm a career coach for technical managers. And in case you're wondering what that is, what it is that we do is we work with some of the best, brightest, most capable, wisest, loving technical managers in this country, on this planet. We are going global here. Most of our clients right now are the US, but we do have some clients in some other countries. And we help them to take action. We help them to build systems and strategies, and we give them the support through a variety of different coaching modalities: group coaching, one-on-one coaching, back and forth asynchronous coaching. We do it all here because at the end of the day, it's about getting our clients that outcome, helping them to build their dream careers, to become the best version of themselves as a leader, as a badass world-class leader, as an authentic, assertive servant leader. And that's what we do. We're all about helping our clients achieve those outcomes for themselves. And your dream career may be different than their dream career. And actually, I guarantee you that it is. So we take a very custom-tailored approach here. And at the same time, we love to look at trends. So while each of our clients and each of our potential clients, that's you, hi, is unique, and you have a unique story, a unique context, unique personality, unique challenges that you have overcome and have yet to overcome. So we take a very custom-tailored approach to our coaching. We also like to look at trends, because at the end of the day, it's not very efficient to coach everybody in completely different ways. I'm all about efficiency. It's not powerful to not know what are the trends, to not have basic foundations, basic systems, a basic structure around our support. Otherwise, it would just fall like a house of cards. So we look very, very carefully, Rob and I. Rob is my husband, COO with the People Stack, 20 years of tech leadership experience, leveled up his career from IC to VP of engineering, and we decided to retire him in January 2020, not knowing that COVID was coming, but it ended up actually being one of the best decisions we ever made because we had our best year in 2020, despite the global pandemic. We had our best year in terms of client results, in terms of business results. So I think I made a very good decision to bring my husband on, despite the fact that some of our friends were very, very concerned about our marriage. Our marriage is stronger than ever. But anyway, one of the things that that Rob and I talk about is what are the trends that we're noticing among all of our clients, and then particularly for the purposes of this podcast and the content that I share with potential clients, what's going on with potential clients and clients when they first start with us? What are the trends? And one of the trends that we've noticed is this is a global trend. This is a trend that, by global, I mean it's been happening ever since we started the People Stack. We've seen it even more and more now. It shows up in slightly different ways. But the trend is potential clients come to us, tech managers come to us, basically saying in their own way, in their own context, with their own unique challenges, basically saying, I'm stuck in my career. I'm frustrated. The plan that I had isn't working. My career plans are not panning out. Please help. So that's me adding order to the chaos. It's one of my superpowers. Rob's superpower is adding chaos to the order, knowing when to break the rules, knowing when, even though there's a wall, you can turn it into a door, like that kind of stuff. But my superpower is really being able to take what other people look at as complete and utter chaos. What's the order around it? So if you're listening right now, this most likely describes you, especially if you're a tech manager, that you're feeling stuck in your career. You had a plan. It was supposed to go this way, but it's not. And now you're feeling, and your plan isn't working. It's not panning out the way that you wanted to. And now you're feeling stuck. Because it's like, I had a plan. It was supposed to work. Now why isn't it? And so this can be frustrating. It can fill people with anger. It can fill people with fear, with doubt, with worry, with anxiety about, OMG, what's next? This is the way that it was supposed to work. This was my grand plan. And I have nothing. I have nothing else. What else is there? And there's also this, like, underneath it, it's like, why isn't it working out? It was supposed to. I don't get it. I don't understand. So what I want to say is that I see you. I hear you. I understand you. I appreciate you. And we're here to help with that. So what I want to talk about in this episode is what's going on. What do I mean by you're feeling stuck and your plans aren't panning out? What's really going on underneath that? In other words, why it's happening. And then what's really, really going on underneath that? In other words, really why it's happening. So what is going on, what is likely going on in your career right now at the surface level is that, for example, you may have had a plan. You want to up level on your tech career. So we see this a lot. This is an example that we see a lot. You want to upgrade in your tech career. And the way that your plan for doing that was to learn about all the tech, to get certified in all the tech, to dive into the tech and like master it. And then what you've realized is that's not helping you, like getting all those letters after your name, getting all of the certifications, isn't actually helping you move out of IC individual contributor positions. That really where you're stuck is as a high-level badass IC, but what you want is to become a leader, to become a manager, or to up-level as one. And you realize that learning all about the tech, that's why you're stuck. The other thing that can happen is that you're stuck in middle management land. Like you are a manager, you're a technical manager, engineering manager, IT manager, product manager, project manager, something like that. And you want to get to that next level, whether it's senior manager, director, or something like that. Maybe you're a director and you want to get to the VP level. And you're stuck where you're at. You can't move up. And like whatever it is, whatever strategy you've been using, it hasn't been working. You've been working your butt off. You've been working more hours. You've been doing your best to like go, 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 go. You've even been trying to promote yourself and your team. And you're not getting recognized. It's not working. So that's what's going on at the surface level. That's the what. And this is a tough place to be, where you are an intelligent, committed, fun-loving tech professional, and you deserve more than this. So it hurts. It hurts to be stuck and to be wrong, right? Like, you had this plan and you wanted it to work so badly and it isn't, so you're wrong. And that can hurt a lot to be wrong, especially about something so big like your career. It's hard enough to be wrong about like the choice of the movie you're going to watch or what you're going to have for dinner or what brand of soy milk to get, you know, like that you can deal with. But to be wrong about your career, that hurts. And I understand. I really do. So that's what's going on in the surface level. And the truth here is if you don't fix this, you're going to stay stuck. You're going to stay wrong and you are going to fall into blame. You are going to fall into shame and you're going to be stuck in a never-ending loop of exactly where you are right now. And you're just going to be running in circles. We see it all the time. It breaks my heart. We have people, and my heart goes out to you if you're one of them. We have people who book career strategy sessions with us. And so they're potential clients. And we talk with them. And it's not quite a fit yet to work together. We give them an action plan. And then we talk with them again 6 months later after that. They still haven't done anything on that action plan. And then we talk with them again a year after that. They still haven't done anything on that action plan. So make no mistake about it. We set a very high bar for who it is that we work with. And sometimes it requires taking a few actions. And we're here to support you, but it's up to you to take those actions. And so people come back to us over and over and over again, and they're still stuck. People come back to us all the time, a year, 2 years, sometimes 3 or 4 years later, still stuck in the same position. Sometimes even earning less because they got demoted or got fired and they had to take a job. And it was for less pay and it's less meaningful. This happens too, where there are times, I'm sure you can imagine this, it's part of running a business, that we make an offer for folks to work with us and for whatever reason they decide not to. And it's ultimately your decision whether who it is that you want to work with and what kind of help you want to get and what change you're ready to make. And we have those people reaching out to us again who we made an offer to them and we extend the olive branch and say, yes, we absolutely can help you. And over and over and over again, they say no. And you might say, oh my God, why would they say no, right? It's like you're throwing them a life preserver to save them. I want you to take a really close look at this because it's very likely that you're doing the same thing. Because by not reaching out for help, you're saying no. I want to be really clear about this. If you continue on the path that you're on right now without seeking help and without making real change, you are saying no to a life preserver to save you and to get unstuck. So that's on the surface what's going on. You had a plan, it failed, and now you're stuck. You're stuck. So what's really going on here is that your plan isn't working. Your plan isn't a good plan. Your plan isn't working. And you have to really wrap your head around that and admit that to yourself, that this plan to whatever it was, to work your ass off to get that promotion, to brown nose everyone, I'm just kidding, but not really, to dive into the tech, to read a whole bunch of blog posts, to watch a whole bunch of videos, to get numbers after, letters after your name, to keep connecting with friends to try to get that job, whatever plan it was, whatever networking plan, whatever get a job plan, whatever promotion plan, whatever make more money plan you've been using, it's not working. You have to get that. Otherwise, you're that proverbial bird that just keeps banging his head against the glass. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over again and expecting different results. You want different results, you want more success, you have to see that what you're doing is not working and you're stuck in a never-ending loop. It's never-ending if you don't make a decision to get help and change this. And I will not allow another tech manager to resolve themselves to a life of mediocrity, to a life of feeling underrecognized, to a life of not having a mission and a clear purpose, to a life where you're just crippled by fear. I will not allow another tech manager to do that. And that's why I'm calling it out. Your plan isn't working. Your Quran plan isn't working. That's what's really going on. Now, I said I was going to go another layer deeper, so allow me to, please. What's really, really going on now is that you don't have a rock solid, flexible, it's balanced, right? It's rock solid, but it's flexible meta strategy to withstand constant change. That's what's really, really going on in your career. That's why you're stuck. That's why your plan isn't working, because your plan lacks an overarching, rock-solid, flexible meta strategy that is powerful enough and adaptable enough to withstand constant change. Because this is what happens time and time again. If you're going the chasing the tech route, the new hot technology today is not the new hot technology tomorrow, and then you're constantly chasing your tail because there's this technology, and there's that one, and there's that other one. You're constantly chasing the technology instead of chasing career success. Or what happens a lot is that your boss changes. It's like, what else changes besides technology, right? Your boss changes. We hear this a lot. Man, I had a plan and I had a great rapport with my boss. He was a great advocate for me to give me that promotion to director. And then my boss changed and my new boss is an ineffectual huggy bear. And he has no idea what he's doing. He's the most loving person in the world, but OMG, he doesn't know what it means to advocate for me. And I feel like I'm shit out of luck. Stuff changes, right? The company changed. I had a plan. I was going to stay at this company for another 5-10 years and get a promotion. And you know what? I was even planning potentially of retiring from this company. I really love working for this company. Had a lot of upward mobility, but you know what happened? They went under, they declared bankruptcy, and now I'm on the job market and I don't know what to do because I haven't been on the job market in 2, 3, 5, 10 years. Because your plan was to just stay there, but that's not a rock solid, flexible plan that can deal with change. That's not a larger meta strategy to do that. So that's what's really going on here, is that change is a constant. Bosses change, technology change, organizations change. You change. You change your mind about what it is that you want to do. Maybe I don't want to work in this industry anymore. I'm just not feeling it anymore. And then what? Your plan to kick ass and take names in this industry is no longer valid, helpful, useful because you changed your mind. And now what are you going to do? Just settle for working in an industry that you don't want to? No. But what's the larger meta strategy, the strategy within the strategy that's actually going to help you build a sustainable, adaptable career so that you can go with the flow? When the punches come, you know how to dodge. No matter what happens in the world, hello, COVID, you got this. I said that 2020 was the best year ever for the People Stack. It was. And one of the reasons why I say that, we have lots of evidence for it. One of the pieces of evidence that we're most proud of and that fills my heart with the most joy is that our clients' successes were through the roof in 2020, because it separated the people who didn't have a rock solid plan in their career from the people who did. And the people who did, like our clients, they were the ones who were able to get those opportunities. And guess what? Right now, what's happening is that because a whole bunch of people were laid off, fired because of COVID, now they're all on the job market. That's who you're competing against. Way more people and way more awesome, great people than you ever have. And so this is what's true. That's on when you're, if you're on the job market, if you're looking for an internal promotion, you have to be able to show even more now that you have what it takes to get to that next level, because we're still in that shanky period of like uncertainty, and we need leaders who can cope with change, who have that rock solid strategy. That's what's really going on. You do not have a rock solid, flexible meta strategy that can withstand constant change. Everything around us is constantly changing. You have to be able to bob and weave with it. And that's what we help our clients to do, is to give them that meta strategy, to give them the larger systems and the larger structure that's going to help them succeed in their career no matter what happens externally. That's the security that you're looking for. You're not looking for the security. You're not looking for job security. You're looking for career security. That's what we can help give you if you're willing to show up and do the work to make it happen. So if that's what you want in your career, if you're sick and tired and sick and frustrated and stuck in your career because your plans aren't working, and you want a larger strategy so that your plans always work because you change your plan when external circumstances change, and you want to be able to command a premium salary of at least $200K a year, more than that if you're higher up, and more than that if you're in certain parts of the country, including the Bay Area and some other areas like New York, Boston area, stuff like that, at least $200K a year. While you're making a massive positive impact, while you are building a life of joy and freedom and have more time than you know what to do with, if that's what you want, I want you to book a call with us right now, thepeoplestack.com/book. The two most common questions that we get about the call is, number one, how do I prepare? And number two, how much? So number one, how do I prepare? The way that you prepare for the call is you show up coachable. All that means is before you log on to Zoom, it's a Zoom call, you basically say to yourself, I am ready to change my career. I am ready to build an amazing career. And I am ready to listen to the PeopleStack experts so that I can learn from them what's not working in my career right now, where I want to go, and what are the action steps to get from where I am to where I want to go. I am open. I've emptied my cup. I am ready to do this. You're coachable. That's how I want you to show up. That's really all you need to do to have an amazingly clarifying and amazingly valuable conversation. And like I always say, if we're 100% confident that we can help you fix it, that we can get you from A to B, get you from where you are right now, which is stuck on the path, on the journey toward building your dream career, if we're 100% confident, we're going to give you our custom tailored plan for you and talk about all of the details, including the investments, including the time investment, including the financial investment, and including all of the how and all of that. We'll give you all the details so you can make a decision so that you can have the career of your dreams. And so that answers the other question too, how much? The career strategy session, by the way, is free. It's free of charge. It's a free initial consultation. We're here to help you. We're here to help. It fills our heart with joy to do that. And asking, well, how much is the coaching before I even know you? what I want to say to that, because I'm a fun-loving, poke fun at kind of person. What I want to say to you is asking a coach, how much is it before they even know who you are and what your problems are and if they can even help you, is like going on a first date with someone and asking, how many kids do you want to have together? Kind of putting the cart before the horse, isn't it? So that's why, again, much love to all the coaches out there. You do you. Do it the way that you want. And if it's working, that's great. But it doesn't work for us. Like, there's some coaches that, like, list their prices. Hey, yeah, I can transform your career. I can build your resume. I can help you prep for, yeah, I guarantee you I can help you prep for that interview or whatever it is. I can get you crystal clear in your career or whatever it is. And I charge X, you know, for this package, for that package, or X amount per hour. Like, no offense, but like, how do you even know that you can help them? You haven't even talked with them. It's like, how do you know you want to marry them? You haven't even gone on a date with them yet. You're just right at the beginning of the date. So we got to know. We only work with people. We only work with tech managers who are decisive, committed, resourceful, and coachable, who are absolutely ready right now to build your dream career. And that's why we have such an astounding success rate. But look, if it's not a fit right now, like I was explaining earlier, we're still going to give you action steps. And we're going to hold you accountable to those action steps so that you can get ready. And then when you are ready, we talk again. We're here to help. We're not leaving anybody, you know, in the high waters ready to drown. That's not what we want. We want you in our lifeboats. We want you in our huge cruise ship. And that's what we're here to do. Cruise ship during a safe time, you know, not like COVID and that kind of thing. Potentially not the best metaphor, but I think you're picking up what I'm putting down. So that's what we want you to do, is we want you to book a call with us because you deserve your dream career. You deserve to get paid what you're worth. You deserve to realize and tell yourself the truth that your career plan is not working. And it's time to hire an expert. It's time to work with an expert. That's who we are. We have proven meta strategies. We have proven meta systems. I am the queen of systems and strategies and meta strategies. And we've been doing this for long enough, 5-6 years now, that we look at the data, we look at the patterns, and we know exactly how to help tech managers to build their dream careers, as long as you're decisive, committed, resourceful, and coachable. That's what it takes. So if that's you, I want you to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. I know you're stuck. I know you're frustrated. It's because your plan isn't working. And it's time to get a better one, a bigger one, a meta plan, a meta strategy that is strong enough and flexible enough to withstand the changing nature of your career, the changing nature of life, because change is the only constant. Take care. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.